Tavkuf Samaches, we did Sif Zion.
We have to do the Mishnah Berurah on Sif Zion. Sif Zion was the issue of Adar Rish and Adar Sheni. How do we deal with the issue of Adar Rish and Adar Sheni?
So the Mechaber said that you fast in Adar Sheni, and the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah says that you fast in Rishon. No, we're talking about a Yom Avel of a Yard site. And the Ramah says that Ikrimin is you fast in Adar Rishon. So the same thing beginning again, like Yard site. So Mishnah Berurah cut mem aleph. Shemais abu ba imay ba adar shana muberes. Let's learn Mishnah Berurah. Shemais be abu ba lahoy shana muberes. The year where the petira took place wasn't a shana muberes, and now shana haboyim hakach yisrami shana muberes. Then the coming years, obviously, at some point in time, you're going to have that the yorsite will fall out in a year which is a shana muberes. Now, so what do you celebrate the yorsites? Do you commemorate them? Not celebrate. Commemorate the yard site. If you're a chassidus, you celebrate. If you're a litvish, you commemorate the yard site in other rishon or in other sheni. So that's a mechaber, the stam other who other sheni. Mechaber is going with the sheet that the ikar other is other sheni, and therefore that so he would commemorate the yard site and fast and other sheni on that day of the month. Yisharim lehepach, and some say the opposite. It's true that the Iker is Iker Iker Yortzeit is Adar Rishon. Iker Adar is Adar Rishon. Gamesh Minyan was Tam the Emavir Nalamitzis. And furthermore, you have this issue of Emavir Nalamitzis.
So you should commemorate it in the first Adar which comes, assuming that either one is true.
So this is Mashal. This is also in the Gam Mashal Moshe Rabbeinu. The Zayin Adar, the Chevra Kedisha has a need to fast. And Zayin Adar, in this case of Shana Muberes, do they fast? Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Nifter in a year, which is a Muberes. So when you fast Zayin Adar, is it in Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? So it's the same issue. How do I know? Because that's what the Mefarshim say. How do they know? I don't know. Yeah. Okay, now. Then the Ramah said some people have therefore because of a suffix, they have because of this issue, some people are machmer to fast on both of them. Mio yesh machmer lehisanos b'shneim mem beis. Okay. So, what do we do l'maisa? So, comes the Mishnah Berurah, again, long Mishnah Berurah has a lot of different potim in this halacha. Ein magen avram, shemasik. The magen avram says, the im kibolov b'neder lisanos yom shemais b'oviv or rabbi. He holds that if a case of a person wasn't just being relying on the minig of the Gemara, but he actually made a netter that he's going to commit to fast, so he made a yovishalah with the rice. Person made a netter. He made a netter. So in that situation, he says, what you should do is you should be. You should be fasting both of them. If the person, however, did not make it his own personal Kabbalah, he's just relying on the concept that the halacha says that that's a proper thing to do. He undertook the minhag. There's a minhag. So then you maintain whatever your original, what you did that first time that the scenario occurred. So we say that's probably what he planned to do was whatever he had done that time will be the what he plans to do. And therefore, if he let's say he fasted in Rishon, like the Ramah says, so from now on, holding up the fast in other Rishon, wherever that occurs. Now that's a person who did whatever he did, so he didn't ask any questions, and he did the other Rishon, or he did other Sheni. If, however, he came and asked, what should he do? Right, which is a different question. The proper thing to tell him is like what the Ramah ends off. So then you tell him shisana b'shneim. Okay, in kosher loy shisana b'shneim. If that's something which would be difficult for the person to do both,
So what should we tell him?
So Tavyosa Shivrloy Adarishan the Khanom Minik. So according to at least Rashkanazim, Ikr Minik is Adarishan, and therefore if he has to choose one of the two, he should choose Rishan. Fine. But now, so our minig is we say kaddish in unison. So this is not a relevant question. In the case where the minig of the ikra minig, it's interesting. The ikra minig. If you look at we talk about it's the minig of the yekas. You look back on the shach and the taz. It was a minig in Poland also. That at the time of the shach and the taz and the ramah and yeredeya talks about halachas of kadima, where you had before halachas of kadima and kaddish. It's more that the ikra minig was they only said one kaddish at a time. The first one talks about saying multiple kadeshim, or kiveger. Actually, we spoke about this once, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right, kiveger. There was a cholera epidemic in Posen, mm-hmm. So the people were getting one kaddish once every few weeks because there were so many people which were nifter. So kiveger wrote a tshuva where he was matir the idea of saying kaddish in unison, and that seems a bit. But so in a place where so now what do you do? This fellow comes and says, "Chab Yartzeit and the Adarishin, Chab Yartzeit Adarsheini." So the person in the middle of his Yid Beis Kaddish, he says, "Listen, you know, there are not Chab Yartzeit, but I have a dam for the Amid. I have the Kaddish. You know, well, why twice I have to give you the Amid? Says, right now you want to be Machmer, that's your business. But why am I Machmer to give you Kaddish, the rights to the Kaddish twice?" So he says, "They only have to give him the rights to the Kaddish once." So they can say you got ready another rishon. We're not going to give you another sheni. Now, what about the situation would come up if the avelim of other rishon were, you know, there was X amount of avelim of other rishon. They can see comes in and says, "I'm a yortz." Okay, good. They give me yortz. Now they leave town. They finish their kaddish, etc. This is somebody else who's saying kaddish and other sheni. And this fellow says, "I'm yortz and other sheni." It's a new guy. He says. Says, "Well, listen, you already got last month by those available." He says, "That's very nice. But you never gave me once. So then he has a right to get it a second time. The only issue in the case, he can't force the same available to give him the rights to Kaddish twice. But he can ask him a different double the rights to Kaddish, and he could do. So now take this idea further. So the person doesn't know exactly when the Ptira was. He chooses a day. But in that situation, he has no rights. So that's nice if he wants to do that, and he should do that. But that will not give him a right to somebody, force someone else to give him a Kaddish or give him the Omer. Somebody was a Chiyuv. He's not. This is not about it the day of the Yortzeit. Okay. So somebody was killed. The parents were killed in the Holocaust. So he doesn't know exactly when. So the halacha is you choose a day, and you make that the day that you commemorate the Yortzeit, even though you have no real idea if that's for sure what that was today. He can't. And in that situation, he would have no right to be doyach with somebody else from Kaddish or from the davening for the Yomim. He may say, "But Yom Rishon, Rosh Chodesh, Adar Sheni." Okay. So, in a case where there was two Adar, and the first Adar is 30 days long, and the second Adar is 29 days long. So now, next year is an Adar. It's Shana Peshuta. There's no Shana. So his Yortzeit is the 30th day of Adar. There's no 30th day of Adar the coming year. Now what do you do? Right? So if the Ptira is in an Adar Sheni, so the next year is Shana Peshuta, so the Ptira is an the Yortzeit is an Adar, whatever day it is.
30th day of Adar.
But in a case where. But in the case where the Ptir was on the first day of Rosh Chodesh of Adar Sheni, which means the last day of Adar Rishon and the Shana Mubaris, so what do you do? So when does he fast? Does he fast on Aleph Nissen, which is the 30th day after Adar? Does he fast on Chavtes Adar? When does he fast? So the Mishnah Berurah Yisan the Shana Bo Shahoysa Shana Pshuta b'yam Aleph the Rosh Chodesh Adar v'loy b'chav Tesbay. So he fasts on Aleph Adar. So as opposed to fasting on Chav Tes, which is the last day of Adar, he fasts on Rosh Chodesh Adar, because that's when the Batir was on Rosh Chodesh Adar. It was on Lamed Adar Sheni, Adar Rishon. But so what? The Ma'ase, it's called, it also has the shame of Rosh Chodesh. So he fasts on Rosh Chodesh. Because the other of the Shana Pshuta represents the other Sheni of the Shana Mubaris, and therefore the Rosh Chodesh of other of the Shana Pshuta represents the Rosh Chodesh of other Sheni of the Shana Mubaris, which includes day 30 of other Rishon. Okay. It's one of those cute riddles, like, you know, How do you have a case where a person has two people have tiras one day after the other, and then the next person commemorates the yahrzeit 29 days earlier, right? Right. Now, Misha Mesh Obi B'Yom Rishon the Rosh Chodesh Kislev, a similar type of a situation. So, if the case where Cheshvan is Mole, so Cheshvan can be either Mole or Chaser, or the same thing, Cheshvan and Kislev can be either Mole or Chaser. Some years they're Mole, some years they're Chaser. So, the Petira was on the 30th day of Cheshvan, which is the first day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev. And the Shana Boha, you Cheshvan Chaser, in the coming year, there's only 29 days. In Cheshvan, so the Petir was on the 30th of Cheshvan. Rosh Chodesh Kislev ain't El Yom Echad, and now the Rosh Chodesh Kislev is only one day. So Sarach Iyun Masai Yisana. So when should you fast? In Mechav Tes the Cheshvan, should Yom Echad if then Rosh Chodesh Kislev? We could argue he should fast the day before Rosh Chodesh Kislev. The Lo Elam Yom Sheni Yikar. Always we say the second day is the Yikar day of Rosh Chodesh. Shemarim Lamoidus Misheni. You count from the second day. It was the last day of Chodesh Cheshvan. So now the Yorsin should be on the last day of that, the month of Cheshvan, which would be in this year, would be Chavtes. Our name of the Al Kaponim, Habi Shem Rosh Chodesh Olov. It was called Rosh Chodesh Kislev. It should be on Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Now, all these sentences, but it's not relevant in regard to fasting in that situation. The ha'em is out of Rosh Chodesh, klikamei. Allah halik boi ner v'lo mekadosh. It's negeya to light a yahrzeit licht, and it's negeya to say kadosh. So what should you do? Okay. U'masak ha'mogan ha'ram. So Mogan ha'ram says like this. Deim shana rishana l'misis ovim ha'shana hi. If the first year after the Petira was a Shana Chaseira, so then you could have Rosh Chodesh, you could have Cheshvan being Moli 2 years in a row. But let's say the situation was not so. So the first year after the Petira, which is the first Yortzeit he's keeping, was a Chaseira. There's no Netter involved yet. You can choose that should be on Chavtes, the last day of Cheshvan. And that's what he does from now on. However, in the case where the first year afterwards, which he's keeping now, the first time he's commemorating the Yortzeit was a year which is a Malaya, he's Kaveya the day on Rosh Chodesh. Which would be Aleph Kislev. Some say we always do that, and the Maaseh says Ha'olam Noegin K'Magen Avram. The Ikar Minhag is like the Magen Avram. It depends on what was the first year. So it's interesting connection. The same issue would be relevant from Kislev going to Teves. You could have the same problem because Kislev could also be either a Chaser or a Mole. Same type of issue. Okay. Zokt the Mechaber and Sifches. The minig is to fast on the day of the Yom HaMisa. We do not commemorate the Yom HaKavura. Okay, so that the Mishabura and Mem Gimel Yom HaZavib. The Hainu Imeis V'Shloisha Yom HaMelezer Chodesh. For example, he died on the third day of the month. Tzarlisanus B'Shana Bo Gam Kain V'Shloisha Yom HaChodesh Ze. He fasts on the third day of that month. It's not the same day of the week, but that's irrelevant. We do not fast on Yom HaKavura. Now the point he's saying is like this. The first year, we mentioned this yesterday, we calculate a velus from the Yom HaKavura, not from the Yom HaMisa. Filohachi Yartzed Huba Yom HaMisa, but even so, the Yartzed is a Yom HaMisa. Now, Bomiboyim Yom HaKavura, Hoyel Lamachas Yom HaMisa, we pointed out that this the Shach which discusses this issue. When's the proper time to keep the Yartzeit? But the Iker didn't Yartzeit is Yom HaMisa. That's no shaila. And if every year afterwards, there's no question. The question is in a case in the first year, because we don't want people to make a mistake and assume that once the Yartzeit comes, that's indicative that the Velus has ended. Well, the Velus is still continuing to the Yom HaKavura. So if there was a large gap, Rachmal Tzom, for whatever reason, they weren't able to bring the person to Kavura right away. There's a gap of a few days in between. So the Yartzeit of the Yom HaMisa will come before the Velus is up, because the Velus is 12 months from the Kavura. So you say like this. So in a case where there wasn't a gap, so then there's no reason to be concerned with Yom HaKavura B'Klal. What about Yom HaKavura Ha'yel Machos Yom HaMisa? The Kavura was the same day, or even the following day. The Oz Nisham Yibes Kodesh of the Velus Kam Kem Yom HaMisa Ab. So in that situation, the 12 months will be up either on the day before the Yom HaMisa or the day of the Yom HaMisa. If the Kavura was the same day as the Misa, like in Etzein Eretz Yisrael many times, so then the 12 months will be up, that's day one, and 12 months will be up the day before the Yartzeit. If the Kavura is the next day, so then the 12 months will be up the day of the Yartzeit. El afilo hoya Yom HaKavura shnayim ashash yamim acher Yom HaMisa. So the velus of 12 months is calculated from the Yom HaKavura. Okay. But the Yartzeit, we're comparing Yartzeit and Yom HaMisa, which again, that's a machlokas over there in Yeridea, what to do. The Mishabur is being machriya that we should do like the Shita, which says that you do Yom HaMisa, not Yom HaKavura. Okay. Okay. Kavyei shomrim the bezeh shel yom hakavura nimshach ez yom alach yom hamisa kvin yotzer rishon b'shana b'shana gam kam yom hakavura v'shar yashar mekol yom yikva b'yom hamisa. Then he brings a second opinion, which that's the shach over there, that because of this concern that people will make a mistake, so the shach says that therefore the first year we need to be kaveya the yartzeit on the Yom HaKavura, so people will not make a mistake and think that the velus has ended. So that's the second opinion. Mishabura seems to be the Iker Machriya, he's passing not like the shach, that it's still Yom HaMisa, and then he brings the Yesharman Lamaisa, which are many places which pass up the Yesharman.
Okay. Test.
So if the Yom HaMisa came out, so regards there's a minute that we're dealing with the minute, not the Yartzeit, but the fasting. So what do you do in the situation if the Yom HaMisa comes out on Shabbos or on Rosh Chodesh? So Mechaber says Yitzchol Lamach, you fast the next day. However, we don't do that. That year you don't fast. That applies to any day where there wouldn't be tachanun. The minhag is not to fast on the Yom HaYartzeit. Mishabur mem hey emisan
the Yartzeit's in Nisan. You never say you never fast then.
That according right, because according to the Ramah you wouldn't fast. Right. Okay. Obviously, the Yartzeit Licht and the saying the Kaddish is on that day. And whatever, you know, other Sus some person would do, that's the day of the Sus. Uchein Bishar Yamim. With any who Baal Bris, and Tzarech Lisanus, Tiyad Bishaloyhu. If it's that day is the yard side, it's his yom tov, so he shouldn't be fasting. When you say yisana rakat mincha gedolah, he would fast mincha gedolah.
What if he has a bris for his son?
So he would, and then he'll break it. Then he'll break his tainus afterwards. So right. Veilus is calculated 12. It's calculated from the Yom Kippurah. The twelve because Veilus doesn't start until they bury the Nifter. So 12 months of a Veilus is calculated from the day of the Kippurah. Tobi sanos Yom Shemes Barabba Muvik Ki Chay Bechavod the Yosim Chavod Aviv. The same way a person is Chay Bechavod Aviv, and the fast is part of the Kavod of the Aviv. Because there's those Mufarshim learn that the reason why we fast that day is Al Tzkabat. The Shlah learns the Chiyuv of fasting that day is Al Tzkabat Aviv. So similarly, Rabba Muvik, the Chiyuv is even greater. So obviously the person should fast for that also. Not everybody has a Rabba Muvik, but the person would have that situation. Fine. Interesting point, just talking about this idea of breaking the tainus because of a Suda's mitzvah, you know, so we spoke about Sin Bechorim, etc. There's actually a Shach in Yeridaya, and it's in Hilchos Talmud Torah. He talks about Siyam. He says that a person will not break on Yom Yartzeit, the person will not break the Tainus for a Siyam. That's how Choshev the Yom Yartzeit is, according to the Shach, that the person wouldn't break his Tainus for a Siyam. So that's like, you know, we live in a different, you know, we live in a Fekert Avelt, you know. They took this fasting on the Yom Yard site very, very seriously. Okay. Fine, Yud. So he's finished with the lochas of the fasting on the day of Yard site. Yud. In order Leilech al Kibbutz Tzaddikim Shemokim Ploni. Misakav Yamim Rabim, Bahakach Eira Shehiskiruhu Lolech Hashem, Dai Bahalich Hazoy. So, you know, it's sort of like got stuck over here. The issue over here isn't a tainus issue, but a person made a promise to go to a certain place, and which meant he should go on his own. Later on, somebody hired him to go there. So he's doing it because he's hired. So we could argue that the person did not fulfill his obligation because it wasn't his obligation was to go personally. And now somebody says, "I'll pay you. Go to the Kever and daven for me." So the chor, you're not being mekayim your neder because your neder wasn't nothing to do with this schiras. No, the ma'isa, you said you'd go and you went. That's good enough. So how it got stuck in over here because the Beis Yosef, when he brought this halacha, the Maril was talking about this idea of, you know, fasting, etc. So he mentioned Kibbutz Tzaddikim. Mem Zayin Dai Bali Chazoy Shereilo Nodar Laledech Vakiyam Adaber. He promised to go when he went. Now Vim Nodar Lahotzi Asor Zehuvim Bali Chazoy Vachakach Hiskiru Laledech Hashem Lo Yotzi Dech Vosev. He said, "I'm willing. I'm going to spend money and go there. I want to, you know, Shachachoshev it is to me." And then he ended up somebody paid him to do it. So then you tack it and fulfill your neder. Okay. Yud Aleph Hanoder Lotzum Schum Min Yomer Betzufim. A person made a commitment, he's going to fast a certain amount of days in a row. So he said, "I'm going to fast 10 days in a row," whatever it is, you know, excluding Shabbos. And then during those 10 days, came out of Sarbat Avis, or came out Shiva Sabatamas. So you could argue his netter was 10 days, but he's fasting Shiva Sabatamas anyway, so really he should have to fast 11 days because that shouldn't count. He says, "No, I don't know, that counts for the days." He didn't say the specific days. He said, "I'm going to fast from this day and onwards
from this point onwards 40 days, and he starts keeping the 40 days, and comes the day of Echaiva, so Erlen Lo, it still counts. Now, Vadavka Batanus Chaiva Shulu Shalayade Neder, Vatoma Batanus Chaiva, which was part of the regular Tenesim of the Tzibur. So then you could say, so my netter is yotze with that. But if I already had a different chiyuv based on a different netter, I can't use the same day. Person says, I'm going to fast on Mondays, Thursdays, and Mondays. So I'm going to fast 10 days in a row. So no, the Monday, Thursday, you already, you made two separate nedarim, then it doesn't work. Those shenim chamishis don't count. It's two separate nedarim, and each one has to be fulfilled independently. Unless he says explicitly that that was, or it's between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, listen, that's what I had in mind. Okay, so we're not going to hold him to more than that because we don't, it's not, you know. So he says that's what he meant. That's what he meant. Come welcome, Mishurago Mikwarli, Sanasa Sarasime Chuva. Davigam Ken Kane, that a person always fasts as Sarasime Chuva. Vachach Norderly, Betuba of Lisanas Yarboim Yarm Mitsuf, and we spoke about the fasting 40 days in a row till Yom Kippur. So, in second, he has a minute to fast every year, Sarasime Chuva, which becomes like a netter because a person does a davar tov regularly. He now has a commitment to continue it. Now he makes another personal netter. I'm going to fast 40 days. Oh, so lachar, so chuba doesn't count. He says, no, that's not true. Because obviously what he meant was he meant these 40 days till Yom Kippur. So he meant those days. So he had that in mind. So our yamim shabayim b'tei cheshbon arboyim. The vada kabanasa negat arboyim yam shalom asher bahar kem asher kosa b'sef dalad yun kein ha'vel ekilo omer arboyim yam elu pashat afilo hoya b'hem kama tenesim arlo. So obviously those days count. I just want to clarify that point. So, there is a halacha that if a person starts being noyeg a davar tov, and he does it three times in a row, it gets a din of a netter. Or if he does it one time with intent to continue it, so a person fasts on the Yom Yortzeit site the first time. And that's what Mishra was mentioning before. I should have pointed out then. He says, well, it depends what the first year, that becomes like the commitment, right? So the first year he did it was on day X, day Y, whatever it was. That becomes, since he plans to continue it, so that's, he only did it one time. He didn't say anything. That becomes like a netter that he's committing for that day. So now we have a similar type of a question. You have Yom Yortzeit, and the person was always knowing to fast Seres Mitzvah, and now the Yom that happened, Batir was between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And Sarach Lisanus, Chemish Yom Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, he doesn't have to fast. Remember, we said he fasts 4 days of first Rosh Hashanah to get the 10 days in, he doesn't have to fast five. No, the Sim Gadal counts for the 10 days, and Yom Kippur counts for the 10 days. So this day, the Yom Yortzeit counts for the 10 days. If, however, he has a Yortzeit on the Chav Zayin Elul. So then the day of fasting 4 more days before Rosh Hashanah to make a total of 10, you cannot use the Yom Yortzeit. However, that which you have done on the day, it's only if it's going to be. That was right. So the Erev Shoshana is Chavtes. So that we always fast. So that everybody knows that you always fast that day, and that's no question that that's going to be. So that's part of the Cheshbon of the 10 days. We always do it, and therefore the Yom Yortzeit will not be a stira. You can count for both. The first day of Slichas also always counts. The days in between are what's up, you know, depending on how many days are between. So how many days are you going to be fasting? So if it's Chavav, Chav Zayin, Chav Ches, and Chav Tes, so those will be the 4 days. But sometimes Slichas can start much earlier, and you can fast 4 days during that time. So the first day, the last day, and 2 days in between. So any of those days are up there up for grabs. Let's just finish off. Yud Beis Kol Asher B'Tainus. Whether it was a fasting because of a sort, or whether because the person had a bad dream. So raise a little yina idunin ba'atzmoi. It's not a day of luxuriating. Lo yekol roshay, it shouldn't be a day of frivolity. Lo yisamech v'tayleiv, it shouldn't be a happy day. El doig v'oinein kinyan shenemar ma'yisen odam chai. It's a time to have feelings of concern. Let's finish up with Shabura. El doig v'oinein v'yish ma'atzim in the kaas, a person should not get angry in the day. V'yesh loy ma'as v'matan yasa b'munah v'manachas b'yoyser v'shal yobali chal kaas. If you have any business dealings, you should be very careful not to allow them to arouse your anger.
What is that? My anger, there's a lot of bad people saying why specifically.